Life Audio.
Welcome to Breathe, the Stress Less Podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray, your soul care guide for this time where you can just relax. I'm going to share a simple soul care tip that's based on science and scripture that you can take to be more loving to your emotions and your body. And I will provide a wonderful, powerful scripture. It's God's promise that can help you relax into God's love and breathe in His peace and exhale your stress. Well, I'm the author of 4 books, and these 4 books are all on God's peace and joy and healing your emotions and your body. I want to just quickly name them because if you're looking for a book to read this summer, I highly recommend these because these are the books that I wish I had when I was going through a time of healing where I needed to lower my stress because I had to learn how to receive God's love and peace in a new way so I could lower my anxiety when I was going through a season of healing. So Finding Spiritual White Space, Awakening Your Soul to Rest is my first book. It's about healing through times of emotional trauma and kind of looking at your story and wondering, why is it so hard for me to rest? That's a great book to pick up. The second one is my Whispers of Rest book. It's a 40-day devotional, and it gives a simple soul care tip that will help you boost your mood and experience God's peace, as well as a scripture that you can meditate on. Does that sound familiar? Yes, that's the book that inspired this podcast that you're listening to. So pick up Whispers of Rest if you're looking for a simple devotional that can help you feel more loved and re-energized with God's love and peace. The third book is a 2022 last year's Christian Book Award finalist. And it's a memoir. So if you're into stories, you're going to love this because it leaves you on a cliffhanger. My father left when I was 7 years old. And when I became a mom, I realized I needed to go find my father because he never came back for me, never wrote to me. And I realized I didn't want my children growing up with a missing part of their story. Now, what happened? I hope that's a compelling enough cliffhanger for you. If you love stories, this one is going to be something you enjoy. I can only say that because many of you have written to me and have told me how this story has really touched your own life as you look to find God's peace in your story, your past. And we can see how God makes beauty out of brokenness. My mother was a mail order bride. She was 17 years old when she had me. So there's a second little, hopefully, something to draw your curiosity and pick up this book. The fourth book is the one that you have made number one in audiobooks. Number one in Kindle this year as it released. It's called Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm. And of course, I have to thank you because it's because of this community that you've encouraged me in my ministry. So if you've been blessed by this podcast, I encourage you, it would bless my heart to have your support for this ministry. Pick up a copy of Breathe, 21 Days of Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm. And make sure you take the soul care quiz. I am curious what you would find would be your deepest need for peace and for renewal. Would it be in the area of physical wellness, emotional wellness, spiritual wellness, or social wellness? Well, you'll be able to find out once you take that quiz. It covers 21 different triggers that we experience in everyday life in these 4 areas, and that's what this book covers. I am so thankful. One of the things I wanted to do this July is to add some ideas to your summer bucket list. And that's what we talked about in our last podcast episode, is creating a summer bucket list. Because summer could be stressful for those of you who have little ones at home, don't have school. It can also be a time where it could be stressful because maybe as we hear what other people are doing with their summers, we wonder, are we also doing the right thing or the good thing this summer? And so there's a lot of different noise that could stress us out as we step into summer. It could be a time also where it can highlight the areas of our lives that maybe we feel are missing. So just because it's summer, the sun is shining, it doesn't mean that all of us may be going through an easy time. And just even expressing that and knowing that you're not alone can really be a source of peace. God sees you wherever you are in your journey, and He is with you. So one of the things that I want to talk about today to put on your bucket list, summer bucket list, what I've been doing is that I've been taking a break. I've not been writing in my newsletter. I've not been on social media. I have set my vacation message to be, I'll be back in August. It's a long break, but sorely needed. I just released my book and I've done over 50 interviews talking about my book. But I want to ask you, what would be your way of taking a break this summer? Your break could look the way that you need, that you want. Is there a kind of break from a responsibility, a break from something that you just do normally? Could you give yourself that permission to take a break?
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Could it be a weekend where you take a break? It could be a month. My children have two boys. They're taking a break from serving in church. They usually serve once a month and sometimes twice a month. They will help out in the preschool room. They're like big brothers and they serve by helping out in the preschool room during Sunday school. And so I tell them during the summer to take a break and to take a pause and not serve there. And it's interesting, summer is also very difficult from a church perspective. That's when many people are on vacation and they actually ask for more volunteers. So my kids would ask me, oh, but Mom, they just made an announcement and they said that they need more workers during the summer. This is an example where for my children, and every family is different, I'm not saying that we shouldn't serve during the summer, but for my children, they work really hard during the year with different responsibilities, and they're in high school. It's a very intense time. And I tell them, as I'm teaching them about soul care, I said, it's important that you take time for rest. And for you as full-time students right now, as young high schoolers that are, it's going to be very intense for you during the high school year. It's important you take time in the summer to just feel like you don't have any responsibilities. They have responsibilities, and one teenager has a summer job. Another teenager, my 14-year-old, is volunteering for a summer camp. So I had helped them to understand that it's important to have seasons in your life where you don't feel that you have to have something that you're responsible every day of the week. So I'm curious, as I'm giving you this rather simple example, what is it in your life that you feel you're carrying so much responsibility for throughout the year? I want to encourage you to think about how you can take time out for yourself, how you can take time to decommit from a responsibility and to be able to have the courage to say, this is important to God because God cares about me. God cares about your rest. And now I want to give you a scripture to help release you from this responsibility of maybe feeling overly responsible. This is one main primary cause of burnout, is being overly responsible. Do you ever feel like whenever something goes wrong in people in your life, whether it's your family or friend circle, do you often feel that you're the one to pick up the pieces? Do you often focus more on what other people need rather than your own needs? Well, God is focused on you. There's a Psalm 13:6 verse that's very, very important and powerful. The psalmist says, "You have been good to me, Lord. You have been good to me." And I am curious, when you think about this truth, "You have been good to me, Lord," what are the ways that you can experience God's goodness? What are the ways you can experience God's goodness? Well, I want to gently encourage you, because we can't experience God's goodness if we're exhausted, burned out, overburdened, or worried. God's goodness is experienced when we make space for rest, when we make space to be His child. And we talked about this last time. To have childlike faith does not mean we are childish. To have faith that you can believe that you're worthy of God's goodness. In Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22, Solomon tells us, "A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones." Sometimes when we read this, we think that it might be telling us to be cheerful, even when we're not. But actually, if you think a little deeper about this wise word, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. What if God is drawing and inviting you to do what can cheer your heart? That would be good medicine, wouldn't it be? A crushed spirit is what's contrasted. What crushes your spirit? What makes you feel like it dries up your bones? It's really a metaphor about losing that vitality, that sense of energy. So don't shame yourself when you're feeling just not energized or motivated. Maybe what you need is something very simple, which is a break. You need space to breathe. You need space to cheer your heart again, to encourage your heart, which is to strengthen your heart. And that would be good medicine for your soul. If you're feeling crushed right now, your spirit is feeling crushed, even though you're very effective at getting things done and doing things for others, I want to just gently invite you to listen to God's loving whispers of rest for you, that you're worthy to have space to breathe, and that God will supply your needs, but you need to make space for Him to provide those needs for you. And if you're overcommitting yourself, it may be time for you to just take a break. Something that's good doesn't mean you need to continue doing it indefinitely. It doesn't mean you don't take a break. God says that you are worthy of rest. So friend, for this summer, I want to encourage you on your summer bucket list, in order for you to make space for what gives you joy, for you to focus on what's lovely, to just reinvigorate yourself, you need to make space. What is something that you can just maybe have that courage to say, "I need a break, and I've loved serving in this area, or I've loved doing this, but I need to take a break." One of the things I do as a soul care coach is to work with women who just need that encouragement. Maybe you find yourself stuck in a place, and when you're feeling stuck, it's hard to think of a way out. It's hard to think of the risk of disappointing others, or you don't even know what would be a practical way to do things that are good for yourself. And so one of the things that we do in my soul care coaching is to talk about those situations where you feel stuck. And what really helps is just having some words. So sometimes even going to somebody that you can trust and say, "Hey, I'm stuck in this situation. What would you say? What would you say to ask for a break? Or if I'm feeling stuck in this responsibility I have, I mean, what would that look like?" And to just even explore what would
what would it look like? And what are some of those options? And right there, you can feel your soul breathing because you realize you're not alone. So maybe for some of you who are listening, maybe this is just permission for you to even talk about feeling weary and stuck. The science shows that when we give ourselves permission to be honest about how we're feeling, that already releases stress. When you can name your stress, that in itself will lower stress. Isn't that fascinating? I will be speaking at a conference. It's called Faith-Filled Women's Conference in Maryland next March. They're the first group that invited me to speak. It's a conference of up to 800 women, and we're going to be talking about breathe, the different ways we can restore calm to our bodies and emotions in four different areas in my book that I talk about. So we're going to be doing a wonderful soul care retreat. I only mention this because one of the things that's very powerful, why I enjoy leading these retreats and speaking about it, is it's so powerful when women actually hear how we are in the same story. We're all in places where we need encouragement, and there's something practical we can do when we share our stories. So remember this, science shows resilient. Many people ask me, how can I be resilient to stress and bounce back sooner? The number one way is sharing your story and have a safe place where you can confide in others, not to be given advice unless you want it, you can ask for it, but to just to be heard. And to know that we can share different places, that we're not alone. So friend, what is it that God may be speaking to you about that's touched your heart during this time of today's episode as we spend some time together as fellow travelers on this journey of faith? Where does God want to release you to experience more rest? Next time, we're going to talk about another idea that we can put on our summer bucket list and recharge, re-energize. Well, let's breathe in God's word as a breath prayer right now from Psalm 13:6. You have been good to me, Lord. So I want you to inhale. You have been good. Exhale. To me. You have been good. Inhale. Exhale. To me. You have been good to me, Lord. What is it that you remember that God has been good to you? That is how we can breathe through and remember how God has been good to us and renew your faith just for one moment at a time. Lord Jesus, thank you for the beloved one who's listening, who just needed this simple whisper of rest from you, that you love her. You love her, you see her, and you want her to create space where she can feel your goodness. It's the fruit of the Spirit, your goodness. And you want her to receive it. You want her to fertilize her soul with your goodness. And I pray, God, you will touch her with your peace as you bring to her mind how you would like her to receive, taste, experience your goodness in her life today. Lord Jesus, thank you. I pray that you will strengthen the heart of my sister who's listening, that you see her, you love her, and she is worthy of your goodness, and give her the courage to share with somebody so that she can get new ideas to take a break, to create space in her life, and to feel known and seen and understood. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friend, thank you for spending this time with me in the summer. I had shared that even though I have taken a break from my newsletter, I have not taken a break from podcasting because I love just sharing my life with you. It's easy to talk with you and to share with you the things that have encouraged me to encourage your heart. So take a moment by placing a review, a rating for this podcast. It really helps with all the different places that this podcast may be streaming. It helps
get the podcast out to more ears and more hearts. And so thank you for supporting this ministry. Pick up a copy of one of my books, and I just pray that it blesses you. I write each word with all my heart, because when I was going through a season of healing, that's what I needed. I needed a friend. And so as somebody who has always turned to books as my source of comfort, I want to be that voice of comfort to you through my writing. And you can go to Amazon. You can look up Bonnie Gray and you can see the four books and see which one speaks to you in your season. And as I take this break, it's really from writing. I'm also following my own journey of rest. It's important to take a rest from my writing because I want to refill my soul so that I can continue the work of writing. So you take a break, you take a rest. It doesn't mean you're abandoning what God's put on your heart. You're being faithful to that ministry, whether it's in parenting, nurturing your marriage, ministry at church, or maybe just the ministry of everyday life, just getting through healing, whether it's healing your body, you're supporting others that you love in their challenges. Life, your life is ministry. So when you take that break, you're being faithful to care for your body, care for your heart, care for your mental health, well-being, so that you can receive the love and care that God wants to give to you. So thank you for being with me on my journey. Continue to invite friends to listen, and I'll see you next time. Remember that you're loved, you're cherished. Just rest.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
We hope to better equip you to be salt and light for your community. We hope that we can help you to go out and be a reflection of Jesus Christ to those around you, to your friends and your family, and especially to those that do not know Christ.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.